Right.
And get that's right why. That's why I've out. Got the fastest asshole in the East Coast. It's like, man, some of y'all motherfuckers have to take an hour and 15 minutes in the bathroom to read a novel. And, dude, I'm just...
Is that also out. Because you can't read, though?
Probably. Okay. I got a phone, though.
Podcast for the bad seeds.
Holidays.
Yeah. Oh, happy holidays. Yeah, let's start there.
Can we add some sleigh bells?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here today, Mike, Elliot, and Rob.
Right.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, Bolas?
Were we the last people to do the podcast?
I don't know. Shit, that's a good question.
I don't remember who the last person on.
Google it.
Yeah. Google it.
You're on Google?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're on Google.
Number one in the Gastonia area, boys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we finally beat out that tractor podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Twice.
It's not even a podcast. It's just a bunch of commercials.
Yeah, and tractor races. Tractor.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half.
Just somebody recorded the Friday night races.
That's it. That's funny.
You were joking, but I would fucking listen to the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah. That absolutely.
Would be so good.
So, if you've never listened before, thank you for tuning in this bitch. If you have, welcome the fuck back. This is Podcast for the Bad Seeds. We're just here to fuck shit up and talk about Christmas and shit. And let's just re-up on what everybody's been up to. Rob, first?
In the last 2 months or just like...
Yeah, man. All of it. All of it, huh?
Oh, man. Fucking, you know, band shit, music. And fucking,
oh, yeah.
Sobriety. I don't drink or do the other kind of drinking anymore. So...
Yeah,
a fucking boring ass shit.
Two
really.
Different drinking.
Yep. Yeah. Drinking and then drinking for fun times.
Yeah. Right. Drinking pussy.
That's exactly what I meant. Thank you.
Risky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want my watch back. Oh, yeah. So, sorry. Fisting. Fisting
yeah.
was the thing.
Oh,
got
okay,
the,
okay.
Right.
That was a fisting joke. You passed me that ashtray, sir.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Elliot, what about you?
Nothing's changed in the past couple months for me, I don't think. Still going hard, you know, I'm still painting a lot.
Have you seen a doctor about that?
Painting?
No, going hard for 2 months.
Yeah, he said that it's so small it doesn't really matter.
One of my ex-girlfriend's aunt worked at a ER, and she said a dude came in with a permanent boner from a crotch rocket, and I forgot what they had to do, but he had a boner for like 5 hours.
They had to put him on a moped to balance it out.
Wait, wait, yeah.
Like, to bring it back down.
Wait, back up. A permanent boner from a crotch, how do you get a fucking
what, the
boner?
Vibration?
Vibrations just
shook his dick
up.
Permanently
yeah.
hard.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to find out.
Dude, cue the Marky Mark song, man.
Good vibration.
I don't know if it's good or not, because I think his dick's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can he still feel? If he can still feel, then it's like one step ahead.
Yeah.
Always.
Our buddy went to boot camp with a guy who had what appeared to be a permanent erection, but apparently
dick, right?
It was like, I guess he had his dick formed in a way that he had, it just looked hard. Like he had a
hard dick.
Yeah.
We call that a big jellywood.
I gotta say, upon thinking about that story like later on in my life, I think the guy was just hard. Around all those fucking hot army dudes.
True.
And he made up a story about a medical condition.
Yeah. Right. He had to use scotch tape to duct tape his dick to his leg.
They're like, bro, why are you hurt all the time?
Yeah.
He's like, it's a doctor thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Reality.
Also
like,
your mouth.
Yeah, tight,
like, why
tight fucking ass. In love with Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
Why can't you climb a wall, Charlie?
Excuse me.
Can't get over it. I get caught at the top.
Just diving board sounds.
Mike, what about you?
Oh, I got engaged. I don't know.
No, you
talked
about
that
last time.
Yeah, that was cool.
Who cares?
I'm not drinking either. I got 60 days last Monday.
Ooh.
That was pretty tight. It's nice not waking up shitting my brains out every morning and angry. So
yeah.
I enjoy that. I got a lot more energy.
That's cool.
I've noticed that you're sometimes angrier than you used to be. Like your general mood is not angrier. But when you do get angry, it's like the fucking Hulk. Like, you're more angry than you were.
Yeah, man, I definitely have to, I got a lot to work on.
Yeah.
I get way more intense. You know, I have a point to go across, and So yeah, I mean, but
you get like white boy mad.
You go Eminem mad, like you go in on
my sneakers. No, I don't.
I think they're like rage spikes and sobriety. Like that's why all the dudes who were like alcoholics for like 20 years and then got sober. Like, you know what my trick was? I picked up a hobby. Like, what do you do? I punch horses. Right. I fucking go out in the field and just start punching horses.
No, I think it's because when I would drink all the time, which was all the time, that I would overthink things, so I never really... I always had plans, but now that I'm sober, I have something that I'm set in stone I'm going to do. I've, like, really relied on schedules. Like, that's really helped out knowing that I'm going to do this at this time and everything. So when things interrupt that or I don't get my... I can't really get my point across, like, it's hard for me to... It's hard for me to channel that and, like, kind of take it in, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, try to figure out another way to work around what I'm trying to do because I'm not overthinking things. I know what I want to get done, so... But, yeah, no, I know, yeah, it's...
You know how else being over that? Spitting in someone's mouth.
Yeah, man.
It really takes the edge off.
I'm pleading the fifth. Yeah, I there's some places I draw the line.
Yeah.
You
know? One, two,
and it's
three,
like a
four,
at the back of the food.
Christmas, though.
Yeah, man.
It's the time of year.
Before we get way into this, and speaking of sobriety, I'd like to give a big shout out to Blue Blaze. Blue Blaze is a local Charlotte brewery on the west side. Been around for about 2 years. Today we are drinking Yellow Blazer Kolsch.
Kolsch.
It's like a heavy Yingling. It's pretty fucking dope. It's better than Yingling. How would you describe it, Elliot?
As somebody who doesn't drink craft beers,
yeah,
I do like it.
Oh yeah.
I don't get fancy with beer, but I like it.
Yeah,
it's very good.
We had a couple of kegs from them here. We had a couple of kegs that we got at Freeman's Pub, and they sold very well. We have such a rotating beer selection on draft that we try not to get them. We won't get them in for a few more months, but it sold really well. It is a good beer from what I understand. I didn't drink it then, but I never really drink craft beer anyway. So.
And shout out to Freeman's Pub for letting us come through and do this. Freeman's Pub is the only pub in Gastonia.
That's very true. That's very successful.
And you ask where the pub is.
You know what?
You know where it's at.
173 West Main Avenue. If you're looking for a good time,
want Michael to make you some food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good food, beers, and hell.
Gotta do a plug?
And
we got a good punk show coming up, I think January 21st. Anti-Scene is gonna be here. Queen City Rejects and the Van Huskins, which is my favorite trio out of North Carolina right now. I love the Van Huskins. Some local boys, really good stuff.
Do they have any relation to Van Halen, or is it just coincidental?
No, they do.
That is? Okay.
Yeah.
Halen or Hagar?
It's spelled
Van Halen,
the same way,
Hagar.
But pronounced differently.
Okay.
But big ups to Anti-Scene for being around for 65 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this is their final tour.
If you're going to thank them, you have to thank...
it's not really their final tour.
I was
going
to
throw up Anti-Scene.
Yeah, they'll be here, so check it out, January 21st. It'll be fun.
Cool, man.
We all got you a Christmas gift. Can we give you your Christmas gift?
Yeah, gifts.
Yeah, let's do gifts, guys. Yeah, we're going to exchange our fucking moron bros gifts. Let's see what this is.
And there's I'm going to spoil a little bit. There's a word on there I want Michael to pronounce.
Okay.
On what I'm using. Probably not going to happen.
Pocket.
Let's do this.
Ooh, what is it?
Oh, dude, I can't even say half of these things. Dude, this is cool.
What is it?
It's like a fucking calligraphy, like just a bunch of
different
fonts.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Wow.
I'm like, choose a word and say it.
Blam.
Blam. Nailed it.
Yeah.
No,
you really got
four
it.
Letters. What's the big one up top?
There's two.
Knowledge.
Knowledge?
Yeah. You're
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that
that's,
is. Good job.
Nobody's going to know what any of that means.
No.
Yeah, dude.
But
this is awesome.
It's a print by Todd Klein. He's a comic book letterer. And he did a lot of big stuff in the 90s. A lot of really great work.
Cool, man.
He writes words good.
Yeah, he writes words.
He draws
all
he draws letters real nice.
Yeah,
he does, man. And that thing says lovely, not lovely. Yak, not yak.
Yeah, dude.
One day I'll read this.
It's going to be really cool to break later.
Oh, yeah. In my sobriety.
What have you been doing since you got sober? Breaking pictures.
Yeah.
Just every
I
now
buy really nice pictures and frame them, and then...
I think I misspelled your name on that one.
Okay. Government names. That's fun.
Yeah. Did we not say that? Did we not say your government name?
Yeah, we didn't.
Okay.
Oh, wow. People looking.
I didn't know your government name until 30 minutes ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
These are for me in case.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What? Oh, man.
Yo. Hey, yo. Nice. Chico. A fucking Razor Ramon pop.
The purple, man.
Dude, they got the 5 o'clock shadow perfect.
Yeah, they did.
But they didn't get his DUIs.
Yeah.
It comes with a background you can put for the buckshot.
They got that
it
generic.
Comes with his recent resume.
Yeah, I figured that was appropriate since you did the support bad time shirt.
Yeah, dude. This is so cool. Fucking cool. I have four now.
That's
oh
right.
Shit!
Yeah,
badass.
We'll
open
that.
Four.
Oh,
it's the same size. Yeah,
I
hope it's
exactly. I really wanted them to do a Chris Benoit one, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh
I'm
no!
Wow.
Yes.
He's in his $500 shirt.
Yeah, dude. Nice. This is when he used to get fucking mad pain.
Yeah.
And now he's just thick, dude. This is dope.
The Rock, by the way.
Yeah, that's
that's
the Rock.
The Rock.
At first, I was like, oh, yeah, that's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love that there's a whole generation of kids who just know, like, Dwayne Johnson. And
oh,
the Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
That's the marker.
Bald Dwayne Johnson. And they don't know that he used to ask people a question, and then he'd interrupt their question with, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, answer
to,
blank.
Like,
it doesn't matter if your grandma's dead or whatever.
He used to lick the microphone and shit. And he was very offensive.
Yeah,
if you smell what he's cooking.
Dude,
this is usually
cool.
A flambé.
No, he, from what I've heard, he has a chef.
Yeah. Really?
He does. Even back then, he didn't cook.
That's badass, right?
So he's full of shit.
I got you something too, Scotty.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, this is
that's none of here.
Be careful how fast you're reaching.
Yeah, you need to be careful.
Yeah, honestly. Boom, man, don't spend it all in place.
What? Is?
Scratchers, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to save this for a day that I'm depressed.
I'll do it, because if they're all fucking losers, that's going to help your mood.
Yeah. I mean, right now, if they're not winners, I'm going to be mad that it's a present.
That's what I love about the gift, is like, we don't know if it's a good one or not yet.
Awesome.
What's great, though, is if you get like $1,000 off of it, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Oh, no.
Because I want it.
I'll give you a good 15%.
I appreciate that.
Of whatever it is.
Uh-oh.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
He don't need nothing. He got a government job.
Don't throw the government job out there.
Don't confuse me with the other
robbers. Well, I guess I could just show all
you. You got us an iPad?
Oh, my God.
Well, you got us iPads?
No, Michael, you don't know how to use an iPad.
Yeah.
For $15?
It's spell I. Poor bad.
I got y'all some. it's just a picture of Brian Pillman.
look at his titty, though.
Yeah, dude, he died.
God.
Rest in peace,
Pillman. You better not fuck. Nah, man, I'm about to make all y'all one of these.
Ooh!
Oh, shit!
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that is tight.
We're going to look so tough in those.
Yeah. I would have them, but it's been a rough month with the company.
It's understandable. Yeah.
Had a lot of orders to do by myself. But yes, those will be in
your
hands
soon. That's
a good
thing, though, doing orders.
Fair. What material is that?
It's like that stuff that ain't like a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, is that a shirt or is that a jacket?
It's a coach jacket.
It's a coach jacket.
Yeah, it's like nylon.
That's what I thought.
That's going to be killer.
Yeah. It is.
Can I wear it without an undershirt?
Dude, you can.
Is that okay?
Man, you can wear it around your waist.
Yeah.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cover up that butt you don't have.
Oh, yeah.
Too personal.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Like a goddamn.
Well, anyone
let's
who's
not
ever
drag
seen
each other's insecurities out across the podcast.
You look like
saying.
A frog standing up.
He's got legs to go all the way to his back.
That really hurts.
You and Jeff Foxworthy look exactly the same.
That's very true.
Well, thank you guys very much. Those
absolutely
are fucking
Christmas
cooler than all fuck. Christmas is cool now.
Mm-hmm.
I've always hated Christmas.
I'm not a fan of it. This is the first year I've been able to like buy people real gifts, like gifts that I would want to get myself from somebody.
You mean like because you have the money to, or because you just feel like getting gifts?
A little bit of both, honestly. Like, you know, in the past, I either didn't have the money or I was just too, like, fucking miserable as a person to really dedicate. I probably did have the money. I just, like, I'm fucking broke. And then spend on booze or drugs or something and just find it.
Right.
Coast through the fucking holidays.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, yeah, man, take this. Watch it happen. It's tight.
Here, have this 64. Here's a video game for Nintendo 64. If you don't have the system, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on. Here's this $7.50 video game I got at the store.
I got some people in my family gifts that I haven't even seen those people in like 5 years. I'm just like, hey, fucking, here you go, dude. Merry Christmas, man. Have a good time.
Damn.
You know, you could have given a little girl a gift.
Oh, dude.
But, you know, greed takes over all.
There's only so much jolliness to be fucking this favorite.
What is that about?
Talking about? Like, yesterday I was shopping for you, actually. So I went to the pawn shop because I went to the pawn shop because I had no idea what to get you. I figured you would.
They have those at the pawn shop?
What, those? No, the scratchers? No. Well, listen to the rest of the story.
Okay, yeah.
It
let's
unfolds.
Go.
So, no, I was looking
like the scratchers.
I was looking for, like, fucking, you know, like dragon knives and shit like that.
Ooh.
You know? Some like cool ninja stars or some shit. But apparently a bunch of other people had the same idea because there was nothing at the pawn shop like that.
As you should.
Right. So as I'm walking out, I look in the video game case and they've got all the original Pokemons for Game Boy together. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's instant nostalgia. I'm like, fuck, dude. That's awesome. I'm going to get this. So I asked the lady, like, how much do these cost? She's like, oh, this is $2 a piece. Fuck yeah. Bring the keys over here. Let's open this cabinet. I want these right now. So she's getting the fucking cabinet open, and I hear these people walking behind me, and I turn around, and it's a father and a little girl, and they're just standing there, like, waiting. I'm like, are you guys waiting to get video games? And they're like, yeah, we always come in here to look, and as the father's explaining the thing to me, the little girl's like, they have Pokemon! And then right at that moment, the lady turns around and just hands me the whole stack of fucking Pokemon. I left one of them there.
Yeah.
And so I went and I paid for them, and I'm having this moral crisis. I'm like, you know, it's a really good opportunity for me to buy these games and then on my way out just be like, hey,
this is
here
your
you go, Merry
forward.
Christmas.
Yeah.
But instead, I just put them in my fucking pocket. And I went out and I went home and I was like, I mean, they got eBay. Like, they'll get their own.
They don't.
No.
Yeah.
They don't have eBay.
Did you even have a Game Boy to, like, play them immediately?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, see, that's what I was thinking of. But I still have. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I do. I'm a little more jolly this year, but not too fucking jolly.
Yeah. It would be a lot cooler if, like, you walked out and you immediately got robbed of those video games.
Yeah.
And,
like, that would have been. Like, but as we all know, the world is not a fair fucking place. So really, what I got that kid was a lesson in fucking reality.
I'm just
get a job and buy your own things.
In my head, I'm thinking of Bobby's Pawn Shop right now. Is that where you were?
No, I did go to that one, but I went there to look at new stuff.
I met your dad for the first time at Bobby's Pawn Shop, man.
That sounds fucking horrible.
What's the win?
Years ago, he was in there looking for an amp.
Oh, yeah, he was like acting like he was going to like buy me something.
Yeah, I'm pretty
and
sure that was
the literally
case.
Just for me to take him to the gas station to get fucking beer.
Right. I had a girl at work. She's got a real shithead dad, and she comes to work and she tells me my dad's bringing me a new phone for Christmas. And I've heard enough stories to where I was like, oh, cool, you know.
Yeah.
And she was kind of skeptical too, to be fair.
Yeah.
But so he shows up, and in the truck that he almost totaled during the snowstorm recently.
Oh.
And she goes outside, and after like maybe 15 minutes, she comes back in and she's holding like three things. They're walking through the door. I'm like, oh shit, he got her accessories too. No, he got her accessories for the phone.
For
like, yeah, like a cover for the screen
that she didn't have.
Yeah, and a charger or like a.
That is also a life lesson.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And she literally, she was like, yeah, he said he's gonna give me the phone tomorrow. Oh, boy.
Christmas time.
Yeah, and I'm like,
we
right,
can do
well,
an entire podcast about like bad dad stories around the holidays.
Yeah. Let's continue the story about that day.
Oh, sorry.
The father.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this is the same day that I took this fucker to Hooters. And our waitress was a girl I went to high school with, and my dad, being the piece of shit he is, was like staring at her and being a fucking creep, and he started drinking fucking tequila shots and almost got us kicked out with beer through a straw, which is illegal in the state apparently. But he was like, "I bet that girl is going to come home with me tonight." And I was like, "This girl is not." And your wife's calling us right now.
Right.
Well, he continued to put a $20 bill down her bra into her tip. And the whole time I'm just like, sorry, we're leaving. Check. And he broke his kneecaps that night on the steps.
Okay. Well, well, there's a little balance in that. Sometimes it works out.
God
damn.
Never got that amp, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe take some of this Debbie Downer shit out. Fucking
goddamn. What are y'all's fondest Christmas memories?
I have one really stands out.
Good, bad, and the ugly.
This is somewhere between all three of those things. It was like, it was probably 11. And so we were still very, and there was like three kids in the house. So we were still like full blown doing the like fucking wake up Christmas morning, full presents and everything. Well, like, my dad had this friend who was like his, like, you know, 45-year-old bachelor buddy who just like lives by himself.
Boomhauer.
Yeah, no, he was. Well, he was more of a Bill, though. You know what I mean? He was more of a fucking like sat around the holidays motherfucker.
Snoop on your wife.
Yeah. So I guess this is the first. This is the first and last time they were there. So they invited him to stay with us for Christmas. But you know, we had a fucking packed house, so he slept on a couch. And if I had to guess, I would say he had to do like the Santa Claus routine, where like in order in you know to stay there, he had to like bring out presents and all that shit like that. Because somewhere around like 1 o'clock in the morning, we just heard like fucking shit falling over, and him just like fuck. And then you know, so like at like 5:30, we're like, all right, all's quiet out there. Let's go fucking let's check it out. So sneak out of the room, and we get halfway to the living room. I freeze because I hear some voices. I'm like, shit, this motherfucker's still awake. He's probably piss-ass drunk. You know, or on the off chance, Santa Claus is real. And I'm about to, like, fuck myself up. You know, catch this motherfucker.
He's going to rat on me.
Yeah, so we go in the kitchen, and the dude is completely passed out on the couch, and he's winning the pooey. So he's got a shirt on. I believe it was a tank top and no pants or underwear. But he does have socks on,
too. I hope he was shaped like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, yeah. He's very much shaped like Winnie. And he had, like, a long ponytail and everything, and he's just completely, like, dick naked, and he's passed out on the couch. And I realize why now, because on the TV, there's, like, pay-per-view porn.
Oh,
like, Christmas porn.
God.
Just fucking blasting. Just going, and it's in the middle of, like, a really hardcore scene. And it was, like, the first time I'd ever seen real hardcore porn, because I couldn't really, it was, like, 11.
Merry Christmas.
And it was the first time, like, I didn't give a shit about the fucking presents. Yeah, so I was just like, what else is going on in this room?
Way different than Skinamax, but
yeah. Yeah.
There's a vibe.
So then we woke my dad up, and he came out, and he was hungover, and he was just like, Rip, put your fucking dick away.
Post your cock, man. It's Christmas.
It's fucking Christmas, dude.
Oh, no, I'm just picturing that. So that guy climaxed.
And fell
asleep.
You know what? I'd never put this together before. Yeah, he probably fucking came all over our couch.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
If he passed out, he might have choked himself with a belt that he took off.
I didn't see a belt, so I mean that would have. I feel like that would have stuck out of my young impressionable mind.
Yeah, well, it seems like you remember a lot of this.
And, well,
I mean, you guys got that year all your wrapping paper had Cummings all over it.
I will say, if he did the Santa routine, he did a great job. Everything was stacked very neatly. Nicely,
because it was all stuck together.
It was all stuck.
And then he rewarded himself.
Yeah, with a little Christmas porn.
Yeah, $59.99.
Who did he charge the account to?
Well, yeah, obviously us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because not everybody had a wild card or a black card or whatever back then.
Yeah. We did from time to time, side story, we did from time to time, but the guy who got us our black card got busted by the FBI, I think that year probably.
Oh, wow.
So it was the year we started paying for fucking cable.
Fuck them.
Or satellite.
Will you hand me an alcohol, please?
Certainly. One alcohol.
Thank you. One alcohol, please. These delish. Sons of beaches. It's delicious. Elliot, what about you?
Don't really want to follow up Rob's story because I had a pretty normal childhood.
You don't have any cummin' stories?
Yeah, but just like me jerking off in my room vaguely around Christmas. Yeah.
Just jerking yourself into a comma.
Can I ask you a question before you get into anything? Around holidays, do you get in the spirit? Do you watch like holiday themed pornography? I'm not dragging it out. I do, and I'm seeing it.
No, else. I think I have in the past. Like
I do Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween is a good time for costumes.
Yeah. Most of the porn I watch already looks like Halloween.
Thanksgiving.
Porn, turkey stuffings and whatnot. But see, since like incest porn is on the rise now, Thanksgiving porn has gotten dark. Fucking weird.
People get blowjobs under tables.
And they have to be real specific about the familial connection. It's like technically it's married in, but it's really close.
Yeah,
and
right.
She's been around my whole life.
They're just like packing stuffing in. And then
not my hands.
And then eating it.
It always finishes with it, like he comes in the turkey and then the parents come back. I'm like, what the fuck, Tim?
Yeah.
And then
like, the porns where they're like fucking behind a counter while people are there. It's the dumbest shit in the world.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
Like
they can't clearly go.
So stupid.
Christmas stories?
Yeah, I mean, Christmases were pretty normal for me. I didn't really had anything that eventful happen.
What was the coolest thing you got for Christmas?
You're like waking up and like, you're like the kid that was like, oh boy, I got it.
I was pretty, probably the N64.
That was a fucking nuke for every kid when it came out.
And I got it pretty late too, but
Save.
Me and my brother played Pokemon Stadium, and I said, well, my brother's like 13 years older than me, so he was at least 20 at the time, probably, or older.
This looks stupid.
Also, probably one gift I do that sticks out in my mind is when I was in high school, I was really into Coheed and Cambria. It was like the only band I was into. And, yeah, I know, surprises, right? And he bought me The Last Supper on DVD. And then I made him watch it with me on Christmas morning.
Man.
Yeah.
So this is a bunch of stories of your brother doing nice things for you and you just being a dick back then. Like, hey, man.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know what I got my brother that year. Probably just like, hey, what's up? That's what I got. Nothing you want to hang out. But I had an excuse. You know, it's 13 years younger. I couldn't get the card to buy me anything.
The car or the card?
Either. No bank, no wheels.
A city bus, bro.
I've never been on a bus.
Really?
Yeah.
A city bus?
I used to ride it to fucking middle school.
Mm. Damn.
Because I was out of the district.
Damn.
Buses are gross.
Yeah, they were fucking gross.
Buses are disgusting.
Now that I'm thinking about it, my parents were fucking pieces of shit for making me do that.
Yeah.
They had a car.
Right. There was a car.
I just didn't want to wake up and do it.
Just had to walk past the car.
Me at 5:30 in the morning, getting on the bus to get there at 7:30.
Jesus fucking Christ. Parents are awesome, man.
Yeah, dude, that's cool. And that's a stepdad.
Yeah.
Mike, what about you?
I had a normal Christmas. I had a fucking normal ass Christmas.
Dude, you have.
I had a normal ass Christmas, man. I loved it. I love Christmas stuff.
You had a piano in your house.
Yeah, man.
And of course you had good Christmases.
That's a sign of good Christmas, for sure.
Yeah. Me and Michael also grew up like a block away from each other.
Yeah.
Didn't know each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. I tell you, man, beginning the 64, that was my fucking...
That was a landmark.
It was, man. I mean, I remember getting the WWF game.
No Mercy.
No, I got that later. That's the greatest game.
WrestleMania 2000.
Earlier than
that.
The War.
WCW versus NWO.
Warzone.
Warzone.
WWF Warzone, man. Had Goldust on it and Ahmed Johnson. That game was shit. That was a lot of fun. They got that in Super Mario, man.
Yeah.
That game still rules.
Dude, Mario Kart was a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
And the first fucking 64 Mario game. right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was a game changer.
Absolutely. That was so much fun, man. We played it when we first moved in together.
I mean, it's not a Dreamcast or anything, but yeah, I mean, I get it. A Gamecast.
What the fuck is a Gamecast?
Dude, Tyler had a Dreamcast that we would rip the games off the internet, put them on disc, and there was a Michael Jackson version of this game, so all the levels had the Michael Jackson music.
It was
Marvel
vs. Capcom, yeah, too. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Street Fighter.
I feel like Dreamcast had a very short-lived, like they weren't around a long time.
Well, they also, the reason we could do that is because they fucked up the copy protection on the console, so you could just burn the games. So developers didn't want to make games for it because people would just steal them.
They had a short run, but they put out so many games for so cheap, and like 90% of them were garbage. You know, like most of the games are just like unplayable now.
Like Driver. Fuck Driver. Stupid fucking game.
What was it? Panzer Dragoon? Was that Dreamcast?
I have no idea, dude. I didn't get that far into
this.
It's
like a rail shooter.
Power Stone was one of
Sega Saturn.
Well, what about you? What about you, man? Like, do you have any, I guess this one's pretty.
Yeah.
Our last one was, because I mean, you had, it was the first year you had Nora.
Maybe, yeah. That was great. I got to start liking Christmas now.
Yeah. She's got some cognition now, so now she might not necessarily start remembering these, but definitely reacting to them.
You don't really have to get a 1 year old anything, you know?
For sure. I mean,
like
one gift
or something. For her birthday a couple weeks ago, I got a pinata, big ass pinata. And just stuffed it full of her shit from around the house, and like rubber spatulas and like wrestling figures and like tape, just anything that would fit in the hole.
Yeah.
Change.
Amen.
And that fucking, those kids went off for like 2 hours on that shit.
Yeah,
that was a $15 thing.
Yeah. And pinata's a good time though. Like, get one around some adults and they'll fucking
do
that.
And we did, I mean, it was fucking like a 1 year old birthday party. They didn't hit it with a fucking spiked bat or anything. We set it on the ground, one of them sit on it. And they fucking chewed on it until it was wet and fell apart.
I had a pinata at one of my birthday parties when I was younger.
Because you had a good childhood.
And it was alright. And so it had a mixture of like toys and candy in it, I guess. But apparently all I remember is like my dad being like, "Did you not get one of those bouncy balls?" And then I think he realized, as I do looking back now, that I just was grabbing the candy so intently that I didn't even realize there was anything else in the pinata.
Not even taking the wrapper off?
No.
What was this, like 18, 19 years old?
It was like 23. It was all right.
You ate a bounty ball?
No, but I would have.
Oh, I see.
If I would have taken one. I was it's like Mexican Halloween, a pinata. You know, you just get a bunch of free candy.
So here's a good question.
All right.
Everybody talks about Die Hard being the best Christmas movie.
That is a good question.
But why the fuck does everybody leave out Lethal Weapon, dude?
Yeah,
I don't. I've been on this kick for years.
Okay, Lethal Weapon. First of all, I like Lethal Weapon better than I did Die Hard.
It is better than Die Hard.
Yeah.
But why does everybody have? I mean, is it just because there's always a Christmas tree and the guy has
tree? It's a trend now.
It's a fucking meme.
Yeah.
It's like one person did a meme about it, and now it's like a cultural pinpoint.
Yeah. People always bring it up like, oh, but actually.
Like it's an original joke, like, keep your Miracle of 35th Street or whatever the fuck that movie is.
Nobody ever
I'm gonna watch
up Gremlins.
Fucking, that's a good point, Gremlins.
Didn't we watch Gremlins for Christmas?
We did, we did.
Sure.
Fantastic.
Everybody should. And can we say that A Christmas Story is not that great of a movie?
Christmas Story sucks. What? Christmas Vacation. 100%.
Yes.
All the way, man.
Yes. No.
Shitter is Full. Still one of the best. Like.
Absolutely.
Rocko's Modern Life had a Christmas special. It was pretty fucking good.
I didn't give a fuck about any of the Grinch movies. Anything like that.
Even
man.
The
like,
animated one?
I mean, when I was a kid, the animated one was cool. But all these new Christmas movies that have come out, like the only one that I've seen lately that looks... that I would watch is the one that's on Netflix with Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Kurt Russell plays Santa Claus.
Oh, shit.
Like the people
the
Harry Potter team.
I thought that was the new thing
with.
Movie where they just remade it.
Right?
I gotta save the planet.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I'll tell you one that we always used to watch that I love as far as Christmas movie Yeah. Passion of Christ.
I fucking hate you so much.
It's really only the first part is a Christmas movie.
Braveheart's pretty Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, it snows and shit.
That's true. A lot.
Yeah.
So,
if that's the case, Fargo would be a great Christmas movie.
Yeah.
If we're going based on snow.
You guys were talking about movies with snow in
them. Yeah.
None of this stuff happens around.
White Blow.
White Fang.
Blow would be a good
blow
one.
Would be a really. Let's get some Blow.
Yeah. White Fang. White Fang's a pretty good Christmas movie. Pet Cemetery.
Titanic. We could go on that.
Twins.
Yeah.
Say Twins?
Cop and a Half. That's the best. Anything. Honestly, the It's Always Sunny Christmas special is fucking great.
It's pretty great.
And then you need to one, bro.
Yeah.
Why don't they do another one? That's a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they'd do one every year, every couple of years.
That show fell off with me. I can't imagine.
Well, they stopped writing it for a while, and now they're back again, so it's...
It's great. I love it. Anybody thinks different, fight me in my face.
I haven't heard a lot of Christmas music this year, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
haven't had to hear half the amount of Christmas music I thought I was going to.
I think that generation's on its way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put it on at work, and the station we put it on is pretty fucking terrible. Like, there's been some, like, weird 90s honky-tonk versions of standards.
Oh, anything Tracy Lawrence.
Yeah. I mean, it's... And I have, like, a finite amount of Christmas spirit every year.
Yeah.
And I would say it's, like, 3 days worth. Like, you know...
Of Christmas spirit.
Of Christmas spirit for the whole month of December. And I used up one the first day we put up the Christmas music. And then I was like, oh, well, let's listen to Christmas music, you know? And I put on She and Him Christmas, which is really good. It's a good Christmas record. And then, so that was one day. And then... I think I lost the other 2 days when I was really frustrated and I went to run some food and I just heard some terrible fucking Christmas song.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't, I just lost it.
We had to do our Christmas party at work and I had to be there for like 8 hours of just nonstop Christmas music.
Yeah.
Like the same, like, say, songs on fucking loop the entire time. By the end of it, you're thinking about like blowing your fucking brain out.
And you have to be there with people that you work with and not get paid. That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
You brought home a bunch of fried chicken.
Yeah. They had a bunch of leftover food.
People that work for the government are vegans.
Yeah.
I don't know why they have fried chicken.
I don't know either. Nor do I work
That's
for the government, so I don't know why that would matter.
Rob's a private citizen.
Yeah. Been in real estate development for years, Scotty. You know that.
Yeah. Belmont Abbey.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a monk.
I like funk too, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Let's talk about Michael's sweatshirt. How about that?
There's
another good Christmas movie right there, Predator.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they have lights and shit. Yeah. Alien has a lot of lights too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sick. He was fucking, he was sold out of those. And I was like, bro, you gotta have one movie.
Explain what it is.
Yeah, well, okay, so the guy, he puts them out, and you order them that day, and then he doesn't make any more, it's just that day. Well, Rob saw it and contacted the guy, and the guy made one more for me for Christmas, but it's awesome. It's the Predator's head, it's got these really cool colors on it, it says Schwarzenegger at the top, it almost looks like the cover of, like, a movie, like, the box, you know.
I would plug the dude right now, too, but I don't remember his fucking name. My Instagram is almost entirely just bootleg shirt makers at this point.
Oh,
and I don't remember any of their individual accounts.
Bootleg world, man.
Oh, my God. It's my fucking diehard hobby at this point.
Yes. Love it.
You got me that really cool bootleg shirt in Mexico. It's for the band Midnight.
Yeah.
And it says Midnights with an apostrophe. You got it for, like, what, $5 or $6?
Yeah.
And the The Judge t-shirt.
Yeah, well, that was actually from Judge.
Oh, that wasn't
bootleg? Yeah, no, that was from their fucking merch table.
Oh, yeah, they ricked to life and they bootlegged their own shit.
They absolutely
and every band on that fucking show got their merch printed in Mexico, which is, as you would imagine, significantly fucking cheaper. And I mean, like, all the complicated, like, four-color tie-dye shit that you want to do. Like, they do it, and it looks just as good. And a lot of times, the fucking, like, the shirts, the Gildan or whatever they get, it's the same high-quality shirt that you get here. It's just way cheaper because... Like, there's no tariffs going across the fucking border. You just go straight from the thing there.
Work is work, man. Down there.
They have this, if anyone fucking listens to this ever gets to go to Mexico City, they have a fucking heavy metal, punk, and hardcore flea market. Like, I can't tell you where it is in town, because some dude took us there. But it's like a whole city block.
Blindfolds.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I would say that, but basically it's because he didn't stop at any stop. There were no stoplights. But he stopped at no stop signs and just, like, sped 45 miles an hour the entire way there. He's like, all right, get the fuck out. But it's the most magical place on the planet. There's just all these, like, weird fucking bootlegs.
Everything's 10 bucks.
Yeah. I mean, they'll do, like, there's a lot of Selena stuff there. Which I guess, as you would imagine, but I mean,
yeah, that's
was,
like having Garth Brooks shit around here.
Yeah, right. And they would do these weird mashups too that like people here haven't really got to. They would do like, you know, fucking Merciful Fates, like Don't Break the Oath, but it would be Selena pointing at you and shit. I'm like, dude, I need that so fucking bad. How much is it? He's like $3.
Yes. Yeah. $3 Australian.
That's Australian. We've got a weird currency
exchange
here.
That's $40 American.
That's the best place on earth.
That sounds amazing. I was going to say fuck Christmas, but then I was like, well, we just talked about how we love Christmas and all this shit.
Yeah. All full of joy.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's get off Christmas. That's enough Christmas episode.
New Year's.
Yeah. New Year, new pee.
I got to pee right now.
Yeah, I got to
pee.
Actually,
that's pissed.
I got to
do you guys want to all go
14 beers.
Can we bring the mics with us?
We can keep yelling.
Yeah. I remember.
You go, and I'm going to keep doing the podcast on my own.
No, Mike's got the smallest tank.
That's true.
There's two bathrooms, idiots.
Yeah.
You turn the tank on, both of them?
Answer that.
You don't turn the tanks off to save water when you leave?
You don't have a propane toilet?
Yeah.
Can I just piss on the tree?
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, will you point it with?
Oh, good. And nailed it. That is a tree.
Yeah, that is a tree.
That is fucking cool. Have y'all got into any new tunes lately?
Are we still...
It's still casting? Going. Okay. Yeah, yeah. He wasn't going to say anything anyway.
That's true. Nothing important. Honestly, though, like, I didn't sound like those fucking boring people on the internet, but it really has been a super good year for music. I think, like, better than last year. Last year kind of fucking sucked, but this has been a really, really good year for music.
For what kind of music?
Like, any genre I've listened to has had a bunch of, like, game-changer fucking albums in it.
I've been running into, like... I mean, you know about, like, the SoundCloud rap shit.
Yeah.
I've been running into, like, a genre where they mix, like, Zabalba-type hardcore with this rap.
Ghostman.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, actual... There's a band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so they play instruments and then is there a DJ as well?
It's like a dark hip hop song. The next one's like a instrumental fucking hardcore song.
Yeah.
And then like an interlude. And then it goes back into like fucking just like
so
3-6 Mafia fucking beat the fuck out of somebody music. Yeah. I'm into it.
I hate to sound like such a fucking old dude about it, but that whole like mixing of SoundCloud rapping as it infiltrates other genres, I don't fucking get it at all. It's not that I don't like it necessarily, I mean I don't, but
it's just
I look at it and I don't understand the fucking appeal at all.
It is a new wave. It's face-to-face wave.
I was gonna say that's how any new fucking music is. It comes along and it's just some people are not gonna fucking get left behind. I guess I'm in that camp, but
I mean, I understand how my dad feels about 80s hair metal.
Yeah.
You know, for the longest time, I was like, why do you fucking like this shit?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, it's what you grew up with.
Right.
That's why my grandpa watches, like, this, like, public access, like, bluegrass show every Saturday night at 6:15.
Yeah.
Because...
He grew up with.
Yeah, he's not listening to SoundCloud.
I thought that I would be such a fucking special, beautiful, unique person. Like, man, I play music. I'm never going to be like that. As I get older, I'm going to keep up with the fucking kids. No, fuck the kids, dude. They have awful taste in music. This is terrible. Dragging us into a shitty future.
The dudes at the bar, it's like, dude, I love all music, dude. I can't stand that buzz shit. I can't stand, I hate hip-hop.
All music, except not most of it.
I love all music if it's Alan Jackson.
I mean, I can get down with that so hard, though.
Oh, yeah. Alan Jackson, Tracy Lawrence coming in May.
Good Lord. He's been touring a shitload lately.
Yeah, because he got a call and he's about to die.
Alan Jackson?
No, he's not about to die.
Oh, motherfucker. Yeah.
Honestly, you're not supposed to make jokes about Alan Jackson ever. So I take that back. If you listen to this,
Mr. Jackson.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah.
Somewhere on the Chattahoochee, his cell phone goes off. Beep, beep. They're talking shit about you again.
Oh, yeah.
He cranks the boat up, fucking pulls into a fucking wave, like, take me to shore.
I feel like he's got like a 93 Ranger.
Yeah.
Still.
He gets the same Ranger from that year built to spec every year.
Yeah. It's a Ferrari underneath it.
But it's a Ranger.
But
on the
it
outside.
Looks like a Ranger.
Yeah. And it's he takes it down by the river on a Friday night. Talking about cars and. You know,
and even though he's Alan Jackson, he's still making out with girls, but they're not really into it.
They're not
and
ready.
And he's respectful. So
and
he
he's settled for a grape snow cone.
And a burger.
And a burger. And a mullet.
Hey, dude, he taught us chivalry, man.
Hey, Mike, what about you?
What about me what?
We're talking about music that we like from this year.
From this year? Oh, God. Oh, Gunship put out a really great one. Dark All Day.
It was such a good year for retrowave. If there's ever an opportunity to talk about retrowave, now is the fucking time.
The Midnight's Kids was really great. Really, really, really solid.
Carpenter Brute put out an album that is fucking, like, as stupid as this word is, it's game-changing. It's that fucking good.
Creepstare. Creepstare put out a really awesome EP. It's an EP. I think it's like 7 or 8 tracks long. Fast, aggressive, maybe 7 minutes. It's so good. That's one of the, honestly, that's what, when it comes to, I guess, hardcore metal, that's been the most excited I've been about a band. Yeah. That, and I'm not going to bullshit you, Funeral Chic. That Funeral Chic record is really, really fucking great, man. It's that band that opened the other night for their own CD release party.
Oh,
yeah. I like that it's a CD release too. Here's the CD.
Yeah, those CDs are cool. Right.
But about that Creepstare EP. That's where I think it's at with fucking punk and hardcore is like EPs.
Yeah, it should be.
I say this realizing that you just put a fucking album out, but like when you put a full record out, you're guaranteed like 3 or 4 songs that are just useless.
Yeah.
For punk and hardcore bands, and I guess. I've always just been like everyone just kind of shrugs and like accepts, like, well, you gotta have those stupid songs. But more and more bands have recently just been like, no, we're just gonna put out EPs forever. Like, dude, Warthog has never put out a full-length album. One of the greatest hardcore bands of all time.
Yeah, it's a perfect, just, I think it might be 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
But you don't get bored.
Yeah.
It's over and done with by the time you're kind of like, wow, this sounds the same. You realize it's just because the album rolled over. It's back to the first track. Man. It's perfect. Yeah. Really good.
I think these bands go with how long their the older fans can last in the pit.
Yeah. Which is...
We saw our buddy Tyler in the pit a little bit.
Man. My favorite thing about hardcore shows is seeing old guys get fucked up in the pit. Because they're like... They come out of mosh retirement for like one thing. They're very stoked on.
They're super into it.
Yeah. Like, dude, I can't wait to hear I Will Be Heard, dude. I hope to play it first so I can leave.
Dude, if you were a hardcore chiropractor, you would make so much fucking money. Just go to shows and hang your card out the whole time.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's
good.
That's
money. Tater cuffs, though.
What's your favorite show you've ever been to?
Ever been to?
Ever been to.
Attended.
Not played.
Yeah. Which sucks because we played with some great bands that I only got to see because we were playing there. But honestly, this year we got to see fucking Bob Dylan.
Oh yeah,
and Elliot. And
we did.
Yeah, I cooked for him that day.
Yeah, what's right. his? Yeah, what's his diet? Soft stuff.
A 4-hour baked sweet potato.
Okay.
Why would you need to bake sweet potatoes for 4 hours?
It's mush.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's just
beef. He's the old person.
No, honestly, that's the best way to eat a sweet potato.
Really?
Just oil, salt, pepper, stick it in the oven. No foil, no nothing.
Yeah.
Just sit it there, and the top will get brown and the potato obviously will shrink.
Yeah.
And you just crack it open, and it's like mashed potatoes.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, when I cook sweet potatoes, I have to cook them for 4 fucking hours for them to be mush.
Yeah, I get them to mush in less time than that.
Right, that's why. Like,
that's not the second time, or that's not the first time I've had to cook that.
But it's the second time.
Yeah, Janet Jackson, same way.
Mush, really? She
used to mush potatoes.
I had to cook 3 of them.
It's my baby food.
Yeah, her.
This
no,
should be.
Well, no. Her tour manager came through and had to sit them all 3 out, and she went. And just squeezed them. And then the third one, she was like, all right, that's good. And then took it to her.
Oh, testing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Honestly, you could restructure this entire podcast just to be about what fucking people eat, like what famous people eat.
Yeah.
And
the best was Darius Rucker.
Oh, man.
Came through like September or something. And he walks in the fucking kitchen with like gym shorts and like rainbows. And he's like, hey, just like hungover. He's like, what y'all got in the freezer? He ate fries and wings, like 5-month-old like wings.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Like, we didn't have to buy anything special for him.
It's pretty dope. He's laid back,
yeah.
Just like his music.
Yeah. Hootie's torn.
I saw that. You know what he did? He just waited until that balloon was at its complete, like, largest point to where they could make the most fucking money.
Yes.
Full respect, but, like, that's exactly what they did.
I feel like that's, like, a 2-day tour in each city, you know what I mean?
They could just tour Georgia and, like, clear $100 million.
Georgia and South Carolina.
In South Carolina, yeah.
Because they're from fucking Columbia or something.
Yeah.
Charleston.
I just love the like myths that pop up when shit like this happens. People are like, do you hear Hootie's back together? Man, I guess they really got over their differences. And I was like, no, dude. Someone offered them $10 million a fucking show to play. Like,
he didn't. I mean, the drummer died in an airsoft gun battle. That was horrible, but... his little brother picked up. Where they
yeah, it's always his little brother.
I did the Skinner thing.
I don't know.
Fuck Skinner, by the way. They got some, they're little pussies. Like, you always hear, like, people are, like, Madonnas about, like, their fucking food and their dressing room. Because we did dressing rooms, too.
Mm.
And, like, Skinner's one of those bands. Slayer... or fucking cocksuckers. Their room had to be...
I'm so glad somebody else said.
We had to get 15 by 15 black drapes to cover all the walls, so their entire room's black. Red UV lights for all the light fixtures. The room had to be at like 61 or 62 degrees set. And then like we had to buy all these, like they like wanted all these like ignorantly long tables that, you know, you can't fit the fucking car. It's like, why can't we just put 2 tables together?
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. It's just like, one more. Adam Sandler. Oh, dick fuck.
Really?
Yes. He also made us buy a fucking half circle table. Which, I mean, if you got the money and you're paying people to do your shit for you,
yeah.
Makes sense. But this motherfucker couldn't just use a 6-foot merch table and have all of the shit on it. It had to be a half circle table so he could stand in the middle and just pick things.
It's for him, I see.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like, move a foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got like grown ups money. I mean,
yeah,
that's what
man.
You do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so that's
better.
What you fucking do with
split
it.
Split up by M&M's.
Yeah.
If you know, going overboard, it is the best movie.
If you notice, a lot of Adam Sandler movies take place in Hawaii, especially the recent ones. And the reason is, and he said this in an interview, he's like, I realized, you know, if I'm filming a movie for 3 months, if it's set in Hawaii, I can basically live in Hawaii for 3 months with my family. So he would get a script and be like, yeah, I know. Oh, that's just really good. And then...
That was a good one. That was good.
Yeah.
That was very little Nicky.
And then And then he'll be like, well, what if it was in Hawaii?
And then he gets a writing credit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he turned down. He was supposed to do 40 Days, 40 Nights, but he turned it down.
40 Days.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
40 Days of
Night.
Night.
Yeah.
It's a vampire
flick.
Oh,
okay. I was about to say, because 40 Days and 40 Nights
is a
totally different movie.
Yeah, and it's actually a prequel to 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't
know. That would be really funny to see someone as old as Adam Sandler be like, I can't fuck. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I can't fuck for 40 days.
It's like it's either give up fish or fish. I think that was officially my first, like, fucking dad joke.
So. Yeah. That was solid.
I'm there.
Anybody bring up Midnight? The Midnight.
I did. I mentioned Midnight, or The Midnight for their new album, Kids.
Yeah.
That whole genre is, like,
it's doing great, right?
Killing it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that spill over in other genres.
I can't.
That's what I'm really excited about.
I can't
about.
Wait. I'm going to get in touch with them and do a podcast with them.
With Midnight?
Yeah, at their show.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like plans were in the works, and you were just thinking, like, how cool would that be?
No, that's how I talk, though. Like, things have already been set.
Right.
But how about this? Let's get back on kink.
Oh, yeah.
This
I
is
sorry
about
this.
You know, we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Off the record.
Yes.
kink shaming and...
Which I'm also, like, ideologically speaking, I'm also against king shaming. You know, like, don't fuck with somebody about what
course,
they get off of.
But,
as long as it's on the up and up. Like.
Or you can think it's weird, but just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the main point of it, is like,
when that fails,
don't
is
make
like,
somebody feel bad.
So if you
when that fails is like consent. If your thing has anything to do with not,
right.
with no consent,
exactly.
you're off the
that
fucking
is,
table.
That is the line.
Yeah.
I think king shaming is a Republican thing.
I was gonna say the other part of that is like at the same time there's some nerd ass fucking kinks out there and like don't cry your little heart out when I'm like whatever dude you fuck a pillow like that's kind of weird.
Oh, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
man. What's wrong?
Yeah.
You know it's kind of weird.
Right.
You know it's kind of weird. That's fine.
It's like your pillow is like a Japanese teenager on it. You know.
Right.
And then some of them are like, no, dude, I just fuck a SpongeBob pillow all day, every day. No, like I mean, you open yourself up to a little fucking little ribbing there.
If you do, don't talk about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you want to talk about it, there's plenty of forums on the internet.
Right.
Have a little shame about your kink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's the spice of it. It's what makes it fucking hot and dirty. You know what I mean?
Well, also, a lot of it on the internet is where somebody will stumble across one of those communities.
Yeah.
And then just be like, what are you guys doing in here? Like, are you fucking... There was one of the best Reddit posts I've ever seen. It was on /BBW.
Oh, yeah.
Big beautiful woman, obviously. Yeah. So, and it was a guy asking a question about his grill. And in the comment section, someone said, hey, this is actually a subreddit. It stands for Big Beautiful Women. And he's like, I think you're looking for r/barbecue and linked it. And he was like, oh,
BBQ.
Shit. Yeah, BBQ.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, oh, shit, you're right. All right, y'all have fun. And then he just...
What?
That's
the reaction you should have. All right, y'all have fun.
Well, have fun. I'll see you later.
Now, y'all be sorry for it. Yeah.
I have to stress that. I accidentally watched furry porn recently.
How quickly did the tides
turn? The thumbnail and the description did not indicate what was going to happen in the video.
Yeah, but accidentally meaning that you just kept going.
Well, and here's why. Now, normally, if I get in over my head, it's as simple as like, whoop, no thank you, and then go on to something else. But my problem, this just made me angry. And not because of the furry thing, but okay, so they were at a party, like a house party. I think that was the nature of my search. It was some sort of like swingers thing that I was going from that.
Right.
So it's full of people, and there's drinks, and there's fucking blah, blah, blah. And there's two people fucking on the couch. And both of those people have, like, mascot heads on. You know what I mean? Which is a weird thing about furries. They don't even try to look realistic. They try to look like cartoon animals. You know what I mean? It's far down
the
fucking...
Crux of it. Yeah.
Down the rabbit hole. Which, by the way, should be the name of a furry.
Down the rabbit hole? Yeah.
Or off the rabbit hole, rather. Anyway.
Peter Cockintail.
Peter Cockintail. Right.
Mascot fucking.
They're fucking on the couch, right? And then somebody's filming them. But other than these three people involved, no one else in the room is fucking paying attention. And also, no one else in the room is dressed like a furry. So two furries fucking. I'm assuming the cameraman's not in costume. I didn't see him.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Right, right. I'm sorry, camera woman. Not in costume, and they're fuck, and they're, you know, they're vocal. They're getting into it. They're yipping and yiffing or whatever. fucking and shit like that. And everyone else in the room, you can hear their conversations. Like, yeah, no, I haven't played Red Dead 2 yet, but it looks really good. And I realized something too. It was really bright in there. Like, it was the middle of the day. It wasn't like a night swingers party, so someone had the fucking windows open, sunlight pouring in.
Well, yeah.
Could have been Alaska.
And at this point, I was like, you know what? Fuck all you people. Like, all the people in this room, fuck you, all right? This is not even sexual at this point. This is just fucking weird. It's weird, and it's socially uncomfortable.
And then you finished.
Yeah.
Well, that's neither here nor there, all right? That's neither coming or going, Michael.
I found out about furries way before the... I was watching CSI when I was a kid, and there was an episode, I swear to God, there was an episode about a murder at a furry convention, and I haven't looked it up since then, but it was like the original CSI, like probably early to mid 2000s, and
this has been a thing for a while.
It was
70s and 80s, like animation. Where, you know, like sort of kicked off the whole genre.
Yeah.
And
there's people who literally make a living doing furry commissions.
Yeah.
So they have a Tumblr with their work on it, and you send them a message, and you go, this is my character. Can you please draw me fucking something?
And that's like the fantasy side of it, like, go nuts. But like I said, like when you at the point where you're dressed up.
Well, you're a squirrel.
I'll just say, Rob, let's not kink shame.
Yeah.
Well, that was my point, is that I don't kink shame, but there are some things where I get into where, like, that's just fucking lame. What you're doing is lame.
I don't know. I mean, I thought Furbies were like
Furbies.
This big.
Furbies, yeah.
You can still fuck it, honestly.
Got it. Well, that's weird. Not in a shaming type way.
Just in a type.
Right. And I don't worry about, like, making furries uncomfortable where they're gonna, like, oh no, now I can't tell anybody. No, there's whole communities of it. Like, they're out in the open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, we live in Furby Nation.
Yeah. There's a real interesting sort of subsect of that where it's mostly horse-based.
Ooh.
And it's a lot of leather involved. But it's basically, they wear, like sort of plague mask, but it's a horse's face.
Yeah.
And they hook themselves up to carts.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
I've seen this.
Pull
oats
around.
You know what's weird is you had me until carts.
They feed them carrots and shit like that.
Ooh.
The whole horse thing, man. It's
okay,
so
yeah. All right. Are they pilled?
Probably.
Okay.
I hope so.
Because don't act. You're not a horse.
I'd rather. Well, sugar cubes would be.
Feel the damn
carrots. You know what I mean? Just feeling the.
You better put some acid on that sugar cube if I want to be a fucking horse.
Really? You want to be on acid around a bunch of leather-clad horse people?
Right.
No, I mean, no, but goddamn, that's the only way that I would ever, like, you better trick me into something.
That's how you'd fuck a horse on acid?
Yeah, that's the only way I'd fuck a horse is on acid.
And see him fucking done.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not tall enough to fuck a horse anyway. You gotta fuck a pony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Sebastian, if you will.
Mini horse.
Yeah.
It's a genuine pony.
Nice.
Would you consider a donkey?
No.
Donkeys can carry a heavy load.
Oh, dude, I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate when you just said
that's a lot. Do you guys read the comments on Pornhub?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. People asking for video game advice is really fucking funny, man. Asking, like, do anybody want to get power armor in Fallout? And somebody will respond with the answer, you know?
I don't know if you... I only discovered this recently, that the social media aspect of Pornhub is fucking huge now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it used to just be people commenting, and maybe you would know other people because of how frequently they comment or something like that. Or maybe they're active in your little subgenre or whatever the fuck they're in. No, next time you're on Pornhub, go to the right side of the screen and click on, like, the community tab and just get right out of your fucking mind blown, dude. Like, the world is truly a scary place. Yeah, it's the exact opposite of king shaming. It's king celebrating. Yeah, and like you talk to other people and like you have friends and stuff like that. And these are the people that hit the share button when they watch porn. They're like, oh, I like this. Maybe my friends will like it too. It's that out in the open.
Well, I see it as...
Is that like Bob Hope jerking off at your friend's shit?
Well, Yeah, that is. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, he fucking did.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah. William Dafoe, right?
Yeah, William Dafoe was his jerk off.
Yeah,
Bob Hope just like with some buddies.
Oh, just a buddy for the most part. Yeah. They would. Well, stag film party was a fucking thing.
Yeah, because you didn't have a phone. You could just look at pornography.
Yeah, pornography was a lot scarcer back then. So just dudes would just get together and throw on the old reel. And play, and then they'll start jacking off.
But I don't understand. I treat Pornhub like, okay, if I need cigarettes, I'll go into the gas station, get cigarettes, and leave.
Yeah.
But then the community aspect of it, I see them as like the guys who buy like two cups of coffee and stand in the gas station for 3 hours.
That's exactly right. And the old guys and parties who stay there for hours.
I'm not about that. I don't. I just want to get in, get what I need.
Right. That's why I've got the fastest asshole in the East Coast. It's like, man, some of y'all motherfuckers have to take an hour and 15 minutes in the bathroom to read a novel. And dude, I'm just...
Is that also because you can't read, though?
Probably.
Okay.
I got a phone, though.
Yeah.
I can watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But man, I mean, if I look at somebody, I'm like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom, and I get back, they have no idea what I've done. What I can do.
Yeah. But you just outed yourself. Now everyone knows.
Yeah, you do shit like a rabbit. Yeah.
How many people is in this bucket?
Do you pull it apart?
Bunch of furries and probably booty in the boat.
Maybe some.
I want some sort of hit list.
Yeah.
Maybe well, some drunk. Tickle Me Elmo type shit. Whatever.
Huh.
Tickle Me Elmo was probably a huge hit in the
furry community. Oh yeah.
You know? I still enjoy seeing. Going back to Christmas a little bit, I still enjoy seeing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Fuck off. Videos of everybody going ape shit at Walmarts and stuff like that. Whenever they're just ripping things apart, like America, you know, land of the free.
I hate that they've nerfed that over the last couple of years with the way they do like
the lines,
Black Friday stuff. Yeah, well, they do a lot of it online now.
It's still just unbelievable the fact that people like
you don't have to anymore.
Punch an old lady for to save $80.
Yeah,
Walmart's ads this year, at least the ones I saw during football, were literally they didn't advertise any specific deals or anything. It just said 6 p.m. Like that was it, and it was like someone hip hop dancing, like an old iPod commercial, and it was just like 6 p.m. Like be there, get fucked.
Like fucking chains and like baseball bats out front.
No, this
sounds like a local band like trying to like tease their album release.
Yeah,
six, be here. Where? On Facebook.
Yeah. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
This town does shut down when Christmas happens, man. Everybody's shopping. There's only like one little section that you can get to, and dude, it's just hell on wheels, man. It's
buying stuff is stupid.
Yeah. I ended up keeping most of the things that I was gonna buy for other people just because I like them so much. I got a bunch of little like cacti, like little fucking succulents and shit like that. I just get them out as cute little gifts. Kept every single one of them.
Dude,
mine now.
Where are they?
In my room.
Aren't you big enough prick already?
Ah!
Hey, just walk up to them and be like, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah,
right.
It really is.
Yeah, I did get you something.
I fucking thought about you. I bought it, but it's I'm keeping it.
And I think of you every time I look at it.
Every time I look at it.
At least you bought them something, I guess.
I spent the money, that's what counts.
Yeah.
But do you have a New Year's resolution? Have you thought of it?
Nope.
These things are super fucking arbitrary.
I have not even thought about it.
Is there anything that you want to do in 2019?
Shit, that's a good one. Somebody else go first.
Okay, go counterclockwise. Back to
you. I have something I don't want to do. I don't want to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'll put money on you on that one. I feel like you're going to make it through 2020.
Yeah.
I do. I feel very fucking confident that.
You're doing a really good job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
You're doing a real good job.
Thanks. Will you take me off of ice cream?
You can't have ice cream, though, right?
Yeah.
No rum.
No, I can eat the shit out of ice cream. I fuck all that lactose shit. Y'all pussies. I got a strong stomach.
Yeah.
No, I mean lactose.
And how much
sucks.
Ice cream Michael eats is another one of my kinks too. He doesn't know it.
Yeah.
I just listened
to him in the other room, just slurping it up, and oh fuck.
He jerks off into the empty pints of ice cream.
He
He's the type of guy that puts it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Oh, just gets it soft.
Yeah. Soft serve.
Not to fuck it, just to eat it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, two different things, but tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Right. If you buy it, you can do whatever you want with it.
It's mine.
Right, it's property.
It's mine.
Yeah.
It's my cactus now.
It's the land of the free.
Yeah. What about you?
Same as always.
That's it. Same as always. Leave it there.
Just break all these glass ceilings and keep killing it, man.
I mean, New Year's resolutions just, it's like, I don't set goals for myself any other time of year.
Right.
Why would I do it just because?
I know. That's why, because these things are fucking stupid.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I just want to know if anyone has it.
I mean, I bought a gym membership in June, and I went for about once. So maybe get my money's worth. That's not going to happen. I don't know. That's not going to happen.
You better cancel that.
Yeah. It's a contract.
That's where they fucking make their money. That place is genius.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
$10. Yeah. People are like, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get it. I'll cancel it next month.
I heard a really good idea somewhere on the fucking internet of an idea for a gym. It's like they charge you like $60 a month.
Oh, yeah.
But every time you go, it takes like $1 off. Or something like that.
Yeah,
so you can work out and get like most of your money back down to a certain amount. But if you don't go, it fucking costs you $60.
That's never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen. For me.
Maybe stop smoking cigarettes. I'm kind of trying. I got this little thing, but I also have a pack of cigarettes beside it. So
yeah.
I don't know, man. I bought a gym membership. I've done that on January 2nd 1 year.
Nice.
Yeah, I just stopped paying. I like canceled my card.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They're not getting my money.
I'm drawing
contract,
nowhere.
Small track. Fuck you.
I just now talking about it, I realized that I've had a gym membership for like a year now that I haven't.
Yeah,
used
and,
at
I
all.
Mean, if you get 10
and
million.
And probably a
people,
magazine subscription, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, 10 million people just like January 1st get a fucking contract.
And all they do is like rent out an old building and put some fucking treadmills in it. Gym's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a good money making scheme.
I think you gotta have some nice equipment though. I don't know if you could just get like some Craigslist weights.
Oh no, dude. Some of them do.
Like some waterlogged fucking 5 pound weights.
Just bank on no one ever showing up.
Yeah.
So it literally is just like a yoga mat.
Bags of sand.
Yeah.
One of those like strongman barbells from like the 20 circuses that's just two big circles.
Yeah.
At the end of a fucking bar, like, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Did the strongmen have to move those when they were done? Or was there someone else?
Less strongmen, like strongmen in training.
Yeah.
Right. That's how they made more strongmen.
Yeah.
They didn't. The strongmen had a crew.
Yeah. Had someone load in and load out their fucking weights.
They're screwing the weights onto the bar.
Like little forklifts.
And then he just one-hands it.
Yeah. And you ever had one?
What, a strongman?
No, resolution.
Oh, yeah. To also to not drink or do anything like that.
Continue not drinking.
Yeah. No, you know what? You know what mine is? I want fucking buy land. That's my new thing. I don't know how much land I can get, but I definitely want to buy land.
Well, you know what they say? They're not making any more of it.
They're not making any more of it. That's true.
It's a good investment.
Never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just think of the limitless possibilities you can do with land.
Yeah.
You got your own fucking land.
Yeah, but if you just have the money for land and nothing to put on it, then you just have land.
But you got the land.
But
and then if you get the money later to put stuff on it,
sometimes
you always have a place to sleep.
That's cool. That's sometimes you need a house.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And we'll get there one day at a time. But land first.
Yeah.
Land
house. Well, you've always had backup house, aka van.
Yeah.
So you could just
park
your
van on the property.
Yeah.
Get a bucket, take a bath.
I want to get a fucking, like, just a private piece of land, build a house on it, and then just get weird. Just get weird with the rest of my life.
Well, I've said this for a while, but I've always felt like you were barreling towards starting a cult at some point.
Yeah.
And I feel like once you buy land, then it's pretty much,
aka your own trailer park.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad idea.
Dude, trailer park cult, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And I really have, like, all joking aside, I always wanted to get some followers.
Yeah.
I don't have a message or anything. I just
Trailer Park Cult is one of the creepiest fucking things that, that will ever be out there for me.
Trailer Park Cult.
Now
I'm
like,
gonna make one just to creep you.
Like people with like, I don't know, the way they're always depicted are just like people with nothing to lose, all for like something so fucking crazy that doesn't make sense. So you know they're not even in the right state of mind. Like fucking, that's always creeped me the fuck out with it. People that have nothing to lose that come in vast majorities of. They get a kickoff of it, that's fucking, yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do with my land.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I can't wait to never come there. Can't wait to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, dudes that can, like, just give up everything and do 60 days in jail.
Yeah.
Those kind of dudes scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't.
Nothing
they
was
gave
lost
everything up, but they didn't really give anything up.
They come back home and just keep eating the same fucking bowl of cornflakes they were eating when they left.
And they keep, you know, just sell them pills, you know, make some money. I get them on the 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have something. Was at the grocery store yesterday, the food line grocery store.
You were at the food
which,
line?
Yeah.
On Garrison, which, you know, they have a security guard there towards the end of the night.
Oh, yes.
So I'm in line checking out, and it's crazy, and, you know, these girls that are bringing us up, the cashiers, they're working really hard. This lady behind me looks down at her kid, could have been older than 4, and goes, you see, this is why you sell. You ain't got to mess with none of these people. Never have to mess with it. And then she was just like, everybody's happy to see you when you go to work. She's telling this little kid to sell drugs. And I mean, this kid's got a fucking Hot Wheels shirt on, dude.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I'm really hoping that he was so young that he couldn't really comprehend what she was saying.
Yeah.
But like,
well, I'm
I mean,
sure
talk about a dose of reality. Just like, what the fuck, lady? You just told this kid to sell drugs so he doesn't have to deal with people.
And so, like, stay in school and you won't have to work retail.
Right.
Instead, it's...
Yeah.
So, yeah, never go to school, sell drugs, you know what I mean?
Be
dude,
the plug.
It was... I couldn't comprehend it, man. Like, just, what the fuck are you doing?
It's did you get his number?
Yeah, you never know. In 15 years, I might get something.
I mean, I just like
on that. You're probably talking about like 5 years.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine though, like when that kid does get into sales, how good he's gonna be?
You mean in drug sales?
I mean,
they
or
sell
either or.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe
the best drug salesmen I've ever met are the ones who shut the fuck up and just give you your drugs and go away.
Yeah.
All the ones that talk are the butters.
Like a drug dealer that goes on fucking Shark Tank.
He's just pitching heroin. I found a great new 3-step process.
I brought a small sample for each one of you.
Try it. Called H.
It was like, what are your profits? What's your net? What's your gross?
Yeah, what's your margin right now?
What sort of risk are involved with this?
What's your return on investment? Later today. We should have an ROI by the end of the day.
Oh, I'll get them. Don't
worry.
Dog.
I got you.
I mean, they're running out of shit for Shark Tank.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
It's the same.
We're getting real close to it being like, okay, so tell us about ketamine.
It's always always someone making a product like, oh, these are socks to wear while you're surfing.
Yeah. I bet that's a real thing, too.
Well, if not, you can have that.
Thanks.
I'll wait for the guy who's like, this is a self-cleaning pocket pussy. Yeah.
That's a $1 million idea.
Absolutely, man. Invent it.
Well, you just put a garden hose in it and unscrew the other side.
There isn't, we talked about this last, there isn't
that
another
is
side.
Oh. Yeah, some of them there is.
Is there?
Yeah, the one that I gave the Mio for Christmas.
Yeah, it goes all the way through.
What?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, why don't you just use it again and push the old stuff out like a fucking Bez dispenser or something?
Oh, God.
Yeah, why don't you just like, you know, when you're about to pull off, you know, and it's about to, you know, come out of you.
Yeah.
Why don't you just, like, push it through the other side and not come in it?
Do the,
Yeah.
Would you get the last bit of the toothpaste out?
Yeah.
You just squeeze the whole thing all the way down.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
See, I've had this pocket pussy that has been passed to, like, 2 different people at this point.
I feel like you should specify that.
Tyler gave it to me on my last day of work. holding a fucking thing of sparklers. Hey man, hope you have a good time. And yes, it was clean. I never used it. I found it in a sock drawer, so it looks real dirty and dusty.
It didn't have a mouth.
It didn't have a mouth like a spittle.
It may have been some real confusing mornings where I had a sock on one foot in my pocket.
So I gave it to the kid that works here for Christmas. I just thought maybe he could pass it on to him through his group of friends.
Like the sisterhood of the traveling pants with a pocket pussy.
Yeah, but here's the fucked up part is, you know, I would never give somebody a used pocket pussy. And I'm pretty sure that none of my fucking friends would either. But I guarantee you that thing is going to be used when he passes it on to whoever.
You don't, find him a Goodwill.
Yeah.
You
know, no, it's not a real second. There's not a good secondary market.
Yeah, there's no Planner's Closet section. For pussies with pockets.
You know, as much as we talked about pocket pussies, we could probably get sponsored on here.
Yeah, right.
Well, they were the first people. Like when the podcast got the big first wave, it was like Fleshlight was the biggest sponsor of a lot of those shows.
There's so many people like Mark Maron, like, hey, are you lonely?
Yeah.
Get a Fleshlight.
If you're lonely,
I wouldn't know, but I would.
Joe Rogan's talking about weather control, and he's like, also, are you tired of your fucking your hand?
Great thing about this new Fleshlight is you can actually smoke DMT right out of it.
Right.
I'm just thinking about secondhand pocket pussies, and they're looking like those sticky 25-cent hands that fell in dirt.
I just got so nauseous.
Like I said, even when you put it in a drawer, all the dust it collects because like the material that
wash your sock.
How dusty is your?
I don't
sock
use
drawer?
The wash my sock drawer. Or watch my pussy sock. I don't know what you're telling me.
Do you open drawers at your house and there's dust in them?
Yeah.
Bro, I didn't know I lived in this queen fucking palace.
I'll tell you, this
where
ain't
everything's dusted.
This ain't a town for people that have pussies for feet.
No pussy footage.
You know, you have to dust the inside of your drawer.
I'm sure it happens, but I don't do that shit once a month.
No,
you know?
No.
They do make Roombas for drawers now.
Oh yeah, they're really tiny.
Yeah.
Just can't believe I got berated on having dusty drawers, man.
It's all right, man.
How does that happen?
Do you leave them open?
Are they open for a while?
This is a terrible
conversation. Okay, hold on. Let's back up. Do you know what dust is?
It's probably ashes.
It's like skin cells and fucking...
Airborne particles.
Yeah. Sure, dude. I get it.
So what you're saying is the beach is fucking gross.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's all just dried whale cum. Yeah. A lot of people... Sand is just dried whale cum.
Oh, okay. So he can watch fucking furries fucking.
Yeah.
I got a dusty drawer and I'm the bad guy.
I mean, why am I the bad guy? Don't
kink shame me.
Oh, that was kink shame.
Yeah, don't kink shame. Yeah,
my kink is making fun of other people's kinks. Don't kink shame me, dude.
Oh, what? Loophole.
Yeah. That's right.
Damn. That's funny.
Inception.
Yeah, that's another one of mine.
Rob, are you just putting dust in his drawers?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all are real close to discovering how much dust I put in my drawers.
That's why you're like,
can we wrap this the fuck up?
Like, this conversation's stupid. Chill the fuck out.
I was like, I gave him a never used pocket pussy.
Just wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. And you put it back?
Yeah.
I'm going to
take it with me.
You need to change our toothbrush.
Oh my god.
Oh, that would be a good way to clean one. Just, you know.
I was talking about
really
uses toothpaste.
Yeah,
really
no. I hate all of this.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
Did you change toothpaste? Because mine tastes different.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Do they make pocket pussies with teeth?
Dude.
I hope so.
Teethy pussies?
No, I don't like it.
What's up, man? You had a big old tolerance when you're talking about people in fur costumes fucking each other.
Yeah, college humor pussy.
That's basically like first base at this point. Talking about teethy pussies. It's probably where I draw the fucking line.
I couldn't find the vinegar in the house. I found out Rob dumps it into his pocket pussy and gets it real dry.
Oh my god.
It
sounds so
nice. It sounds like a car slamming on the brakes.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine walking into somebody's house and it's like taped to their fucking fan?
Somebody's got a clothesline with five or six. Clothespin down. Blowing in the wind.
You think they would get like a wind blow like on bottles? Like,
are you talking about a pocket pussy wind chime?
Yeah, a pocket pussy wind chime.
Yeah, that could work.
That's a grind man from the early 2000s.
Yeah, so it just sounds like.
I feel like, you know, once you're done and it's clean, dishwasher safe, it would be a good dog toy for like a small Yorkie or something.
I don't know, dude. Have you ever thought of the material? I think I'd fucking
the idea of a dishwasher-safe pocket pussy.
Yo, they're all dishwasher.
Yeah. That is the most disgusting fucking thing.
Why? It's good.
That's how a lot of people clean them, bro.
That's how Dillo's been clean since the 70s.
Yeah.
Dishwasher.
Get your cum off my favorite spoon.
Yeah.
And my crazy straw.
Well, you don't put it on the bottom, man.
Yeah. You don't put it on the top.
I mean,
you guys went immediately to the bed. Well, come on, Michael. Yeah.
Well, shit, because Michael's like...
How much excuse do y'all have to clean the pocket?
Is it an afterthought for you where you like load the dishwasher? You're like, oh yeah, I fucking...
I don't have a dishwasher, Elliot.
Yeah, we don't have a dishwasher, so we don't have to... But if we ever do,
four fucking years.
Yeah, you just don't use hot water.
Yeah.
They do shrink.
But it's also the easiest, the top shelf is the easiest place for butt plugs, too, because they just go right down through the bars and they hang there.
I thought you would put it with the knives.
Do what?
There's a little,
little caddy
that you put in for.
I don't think it would get clean enough.
And mine even has a little cage you can close the top of it.
I want
a little smaller stuff.
Spoons, forks, sporks, screwdrivers,
Benoit balls,
butt plugs, and balls.
Bolt cutters.
And bolt, and yeah, you gotta wash your fucking adjustable wrenches.
Well, if I ever take my butt plug out, I'll make sure to wash it that way.
That's the best way before you use it, because then it's like, you know, an old biscuit you're trying to make soft.
Right. I was about to say, I just wrap mine in a warm cloth. You're saying I could actually microwave it.
Honestly, I thought you would just dip the biscuit in water and put it in plastic and put it in there and it rehydrates.
I'm fucking so out, dude. I'm so out of this whole thing.
Incubates.
Dude, I'm not going to say any names, but I worked at a restaurant where I saw a fucking guy pull a fucking, you know, I don't know, this burger was cooked to about 600 degrees and pulled it out of a fucking trash can. And dipped it in water and said, I'm rehydrating it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to say any names and get anybody in trouble.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, but, you know, he died.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Food poisoning?
No, he just got fired.
Oh.
Killed him.
Shit.
What?
No, none of that.
oh, shit. Mary fucking.
Made me feel real bad about my food poisoning, Jack.
All right. Ready to the bathroom, sir.
Merry Christmas, you fuckers. Thank you, Michael, Elliot, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you for the presents. They're fucking gorgeous. I'm going to read that one. I'm going to open those and play with them.
Scratchers.
And scratchers, hopefully win. Thank you, Freeman Bug. Thank you, Blue Blaze.
Fleshlights.
And shout out to Fleshlights, the...
I'm so disgusted about the fucking Fleshlights, right?
They have the new tropical menthol flavor.
menthol flavor?
I fucking
come out. The old Riley Reed menthol flavor.
Riley Reed menthol flavor.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.